This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Within the next few days, the FDA may approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. Johnson & Johnson's single-dose vaccine provides strong protection against the virus, according to an FDA staff report. White House COVID-19 response coordinator Jeff Zients says if the FDA grants emergency use approval, as it's expected to do, the Biden administration will roll out the vaccine immediately.
If the EUA is granted, we will waste no time getting this life-saving vaccine into the arms of Americans.
Moderna says it's now ready to begin testing experimental vaccine doses that fight the South African version of the virus better. The virus has now killed almost 2.5 million people around the world. President Biden is lifting a Trump-era ban that kept many legal immigrants out of the U.S.
Last spring, Donald Trump said immigrants were a risk to a U.S. job market wrecked by the virus pandemic and stopped green cards from being issued until year's end, a ban he then extended through March. Immigration lawyers say the move blocked most immigrant visas. President Biden has lifted the freeze, saying blocking legal immigration does not help, but rather hurts the U.S. He's also proposed legislation that would limit presidential authority to issue future bans against immigrants. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says there was no indication that Tiger Woods was impaired when his SUV ran off a road and crashed, seriously injuring him.
This is what it is, an accident.
Republicans are standing solidly against President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill, but Democrats plan to push the package through the House tomorrow. The Dow hit an all-time high yesterday, up 424 points to 31,961. This is AP News. The new homes market is hot. The AP's Jennifer King.
New home sales figures for January show housing remains one of the strongest segments of the economy. Demand for new homes surged 4.3% in the U.S. this January. According to the Commerce Department, the annual adjusted rate, 923,000, is stronger than economists were expecting. Sales of new homes are 19.3% higher than they were last year at this time. Robert Frick, an economist with Navy Federal Credit Union, says sales would have been higher if builders could build faster. The median price of a new home sold in January was $346,400. Persistent demand and low interest rates have pushed prices 5% higher from a year ago, outpacing wage gains, and the cost of labor and materials like lumber is also rising. I'm Jennifer King.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is telling lawmakers the Fed's in no hurry to raise interest rates. He's warning about lost jobs, too. Jobs lost to the pandemic. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.